Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower cleared.
Roger.
Well, my dear friends, this is Maarten Horst speaking on ET First Contact Radio with my show that brings you the latest galactic news. And oh, what a beautiful time we are living now. It is so special and the energies are just amazing. And via, I found a very interesting guest. His name is David Boyle. And I don't know much about you, David, but I want to heartfully welcome you to my show.
Thank you very much. I'd like to share with everybody as much knowledge as we can in the time we've got available.
Yes, we can always do a two-hour show on Monday to go more in-depth, but let's focus on tomorrow and the weekend. So, David, please share with us what you know about Russia, about the equinox, the solar eclipse, and everything that's correlating with this event and what's happening regarding first contact and disclosure.
Right. Okay, well, we need, first of all, to go back a little in time and to tell you a little bit about what I've been involved with myself. I have a group of light workers who work with me, and up to 20 of us, and we go out on the 21st of every single month, and we have been for many years. We have been fortunate in dancing the dance of creation and the dance of the sphere, and as both of those have developed and we've danced them into reality, we've been very much happened and improved because we have received confirmation of what we're doing and teaching in many of the crop circles that you see. So when we've done something and we get it right, we get some wonderful crop circles explaining exactly what we're doing, particularly to aspects regarding our future solar system and the future governance, which have all come through as wonderful solar crop circles. Confirmation from the universe. So, what I'd like to talk to everybody about now. I'm aware of your reputation and what you teach all and how the majority of the people that's listening to you, majority of the listeners are spiritually aware, and many are also physically aware. They're aware in the form of mathematics, geometry, and how they interlink. And it's wonderful to know that we can mix now a lot of spirituality and explain it through mathematics, geometry. And it's coming lovely. Now, what's going on in the world is what everybody wants to know. When the ETs are going to come. I'm sure by now all the different people who've looked at every single aspect, who've investigated, talked to all the witnesses, are fully aware that not only A, do the ETs exist, but B, they've always been here with us. And indeed, many people will be quite well aware that we are the children of the ETs and their genetic engineering. And they are our space families. The only thing is that the people that control us do not wish that to get out into the population. For us to all know that we're all one, we're all part of a universe, and we all interlinked with each other. While they keep us separated and diverse, we become their chattel. We are easily controllable, and they can take away from us the energy and necessity for them to have all the pleasures in life, while everybody else does the work and support to maintain their greed and their power and their wealth. Approximately a year ago, listening to the channeling coming through from many different people, including PowerWeb, Hollow Earth Network, and the others, we were aware of a situation where the Prime Source Creator was communicating through many different people and using many different names. The comment that came round was that Obama had been originally designed or trained to come to this earth and to open up the disclosure. This was announced by Hollow Earth Network and several other channelers. We had different people giving us confirmation both here and in America that this was a potential, and that Hollow Earth Network was guiding us through the use of Zorro and many other beings who were basically Prime Source Creator in different guises. And they told us that they were going to approximately sometime in the middle of May and April to announce the arrival of the extraterrestrials. And everybody was geared up waiting. And then we got the information that the Nisara law had to be passed and to work through, and that they were having difficulty getting it passed. And then there was the ultimate threat, basically from the universe, that if they didn't sign the agreement, that they would arrive in force across the planet. The ETs, that is, in the millions, all over the planet. And of course, we all anticipated this, and when it never arrived, we suddenly realized that apparently they had just signed the agreement to bring in the Nisara law and the new world currency, the one world currency, which is going to be the currency backed up by gold. This happened recently. And it was quite a surprise, because we were expecting Obama first to do it, and it didn't materialize, which disappointed many, many of the people who were into the channeling. Well, recently, I received several emails from all over the world telling me that Russia had announced that if the Americans weren't going to explain and give out the reasons for the arrival, not to do the disclosure, that Russia would take it under its hand, and that they would do this. And consequently, we've been watching what's been going on. Now, being aware of the coming equinox and the eclipse, we realise that this is probably the most important time. And then we, of course, received the email that you can find on the internet that shows you a black swan event is imminent, to sort of link in to these two dates. Now, I'm confident that something is happening. And what's happening is the disappearance, and the mainline news is telling us that Putin has disappeared for a period of time, who has now reappeared. And the rumours went around. In papers in England, it was saying that there'd possibly been an overthrow by the military of Putin, as there were military vehicles all around the outside of the Kremlin. And other aspects told us that this had been a military-style coup, and that's why he disappeared. But, of course, he's now reappeared. And we now know that some people are telling us that what is actually surrounding the Kremlin is not military vehicles, but vehicles of the media. So then you start to put two and two together, and we might make 22, but it looks as though that Russia is now prepared to do this. And then I received another email telling me that they were building a platform outside the Kremlin for the ETs to land on. And then all of a sudden it starts to make sense. The media is building up. It's not military vehicles, it's the media's vehicles. And then I'm very concerned. and I'm watching the interplay, shall we say, the postulations between America and Russia, where the Americans seem to be putting pressure on Russia. And the comment that the Americans are now standing at DEFCON 3 and Russia is alternatively working on the same lines, then are they being pressurized by the same people that pressurized America, those with vested interests who stopped the Obama announcement? Are these same people now putting their pressure on the Kremlin not to announce what's going on? If that's the case, which I'm pretty sure it will be, then they are maybe, as we see with DEFCON 3, are they using the card that they may be prepared to create a nuclear war rather than allow the arrival or the explanation of the extraterrestrials? Because one thing is for certain, the moment extraterrestrials are announced, a lot of people's belief systems will be adjusted and changed. And we know now that across the world there's such a exposure of the evils that's been going on, particularly in the forms of the paedophilia and the destruction. And we know now of the unnecessary wars for power and wealth. And we see that lots of our governments, I mean, we have a case in England that they talk about Rotherham, where there's been several hundred cases of child abuse, which has been covered up by the government levels. And of course, when you know that they're covered up by the government levels, are they covered up by the Masonic organisations within them? Because the police force seem to well and truly been controlled or have been behind a lot of the squeezing or crushing and the stopping of the announcements of things. I fervently believe that the negative elements of those that have controlled us, the Illuminati, if you wish, have actually compromised nearly every person of any capability of influence, whether it's military, physical, even educational and teaching, and of course even in the music industries. They're controlled, and I believe most of them to be controlled have been compromised in some way or another. And that's why we have the royal families, the religious leaders, not giving us out the truth. And yet they know what's going on, as we all know what's going on. And the spiritual people throughout the world are beginning to feel it in the heart, to know it's time to change this world, to change us from the deadly style of the controlling elements, those who care neither for the people, the animals, the plants, the insects, or the planet. They're the ones who have had all the power and the wealth. And they're making sure that everyone else is unable to visualize or manifest much more than what they are allowing them to. So we need to wake up to what's going on. So understanding what's going on in America and in Russia, we now have the situation. So everyone is now looking to what's going to happen with the equinox and, of course, the eclipse. So we feel that they are possibly the trigger points for the potential landing in America, sorry, in the Kremlin, because the Americans wouldn't do it. The Russians are going to announce the arrival or the existence of ETs. If that's the case, and it's accompanied with others coming in, and the arrival of ships that can be filmed and pictured, I think that's why you'll find the military vehicles, which are media vehicles, I believe, outside of the Kremlin, that this weekend could be the greatest turning point on this planet, when we have the ability to realise, A, that we're not alone, B, that we've never been alone, and C, the beings that we have classified in the past as angels, gods and archangels are more advanced beings than our consciousness allows us. You may say, what do you mean by our consciousness allows us? Well, the average human being's consciousness or activation of our brain patterns is only between 8 to 18%. So therefore, we are limited in our consciousness. We're limited to the five senses, and the five senses are very limited in their scope. We teach here quite a lot of things. One of the things we teach is the two basics. First of all, there's only vibration. Every single thing that exists vibrates. That vibration produces one thing and one thing only, the various forms of energy. Energy becomes only two things, light and sound. That's all there is. There's nothing else. Everything that we can sense with our senses that exists is only different frequencies and mixtures of light and sound in different frequencies and different vibrations. That's all there is. And then we start to see how we're limited in our consciousness to understand this. Because our brainwave activity is being deliberately reduced, we're not fully aware what's going on around us. And when we look at those two aspects, light and sound, let's look at light. The light that's around us, right, all we can actually see of the known light wave frequencies by our scientists is approximately 3%. So we're blind to 97% of the light that exists in us and around us. Quite wonderful. So limited. And then, of course, we come to the next level, which, of course, is sound. And we now know that of the known sound frequencies, we are limited to only between 4 and 6%. So basically, in our best two senses, we're limited to less than 90% of the actual reality that's existing around us. So only at the most of, shall we say, 90%, we are unaware of. We don't sense, we don't see, we don't feel. That's because we've not been explained to us what our physical reality is in how we can sense things. And we are limited by our senses to those levels. It's time to teach the different aspects. It's time to educate people onto what your senses are and how they operate. And to realize how we've been dumbed down and reduced. Reduced in a level of understanding. Well, I can go on for hours in different directions. But basically, this is the reality comes now that this weekend could see a massive turning point in mankind's history, where we will find out A, that we're not alone, and B, that we'll have some form of proof of this at the time. I really look forward to this. However, I must say one or two things have bothered me in the last 3 days. I suddenly realised what potential America and the vested interest, not just America, but Britain as well, most certainly Britain, Israel and many other countries, and pressure can put on Russia not to announce it, including the threat of nuclear war. Now, because of that situation, my mind says that if the Kremlin decides not to do it, that under the pressure put onto them by vested interests, they decide not to go ahead, then I'm confident that the rest of the world will do this, not from a government point of view, but people like yourself. All the intermediate radios, all the television companies that's interested, and all the exposition, all the people who've got the ability and the courage to stand up and speak the truth will announce what's going on. And then the government soon will not be allowed to do it. Very quickly now, hardly anyone believes what the governments tell us. Doesn't matter which government, which department is, the number of untruths given out to them consistently, continuously, shows us that hardly anybody believes, certainly in Britain, that we have a saying, actually, when's a politician telling lies? When he speaks. And of course, we now know that what he promises always changes. And of course, we know that these people are only in it for the money and the controlled elements that's there. It's time to start organising different situations so that we can believe who we are and be more spiritually orientated. We're all one nation. I recently attended a television programme in England. It was called The Big Picture, or The Big Question. Sorry, it was The Big Question on BBC television. I attempted, as an audience member, to put my hand up and answer questions. And the question they were talking about was the Holocaust. And they were talking about the Holocaust itself. And they were asking all the bits and pieces. And I put my hand up and I basically kept saying to them, well, ask the big question. Why was there a Holocaust? And nobody would take it on. And they wouldn't even allow me to speak live. And I wanted to make the point quite comfortably that no child is born with an idea. It's implemented into them in their growing up. And I've always said this. Anyone who believes they are superior to anybody else forms the word elitism. We are all one species on this planet, all the hominoid human species on this planet. All males, all females can cross with each other, whatever colour, creed, breed or religion or belief, and produce children. So therefore, at the core, we are all one, and we should be supporting and helping each other. So what has created the difference? A child is born without any ideas. We then implement them. And if we implement them in belief systems, it's then that the problems start. So it's the belief that's imposed on them. And one of the worst ones of all is the divisive aspect of religion. To tell somebody you are this or you are that immediately puts a division and a wedge in between. To tell us that the aspect is that one is better than another. That's what caused the Nazi aspect in Germany. They thought they were more better, and that the Jewish at that time, and the other, and their own people, and the others that died in the concentration camps, right? They were an elite. They were far better than the people that they were looking at. So they treated them as subhuman. And thus we had the Holocaust. Now today, our religions teach us separation. And today it's coming back the same way. And our wars are fought because we've been told, you are this, you are a Muslim, you are a Christian, you are a Jew. In reality, we're all the same. We should start teaching everybody we're all human beings. We're all brothers and sisters to everybody each way. But do we do that? No, we teach them for what you've been told. So we baptized into Christianity, or the Muslim, or the Jewish religions, and we create the division. And of course, when you give an elitism aspect to it, it allows you to go ahead and do, treat the other people as less than you. And one of those, of course, is the Jewish religion, who says that they are chosen by God. I don't think they're any more chosen than anybody else on the planet. I believe God is for all of us, and we're all chosen. But while you believe you've got God, it allows you, God is chosen you, it believes you to have the ability to be able to do things to other people. So, of course, we have the situation now in the Gaza Strip, where we can see weapons of mass destruction are dropped on highly populous areas, while at the same time, most of our media is only pointing out the odd rocket dropping into fields in and around, with very few Israeli casualties in comparison to the thousands of the Palestinians. Again, division. Why can't you just open the gates and be one? Why can't we be friends with each other? Why can't we understand each other? And of course, one of the greatest gifts we've got coming through now is the new monetary system. And the new monetary system based on the gold coin. And I'm sure that you're aware that there are billboards in airports in the East that have a single gold coin on that says underneath, the future currency of the world is no longer the dollar. And of course, in the new changes aspects, and the announcement by the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund that the fiat currencies will be replaced by gold and jewel-backed currencies will give us a different aspect for the future. Well, I'm sure that's going to cause a lot of discussion across the world. I'm telling this because I care. We're all individuals, and I know that we all should be giving each other a big hug. And not only that, we should be giving the Galactic Federations and the other dimensions and the many other frequencies and ships that's around here guiding us and understanding us. And all the spiritual people that's out there all know that you've all got guards and guiding angels. And you all know you've lived many times. And therefore, you have been brought on over the years as different aspects. And we have brought to who we are. And while you've been here, you've had guides and guardian angels bringing you along as you evolve through each lifetime into a greater, more advanced being. Which is why you're mind and memories are switched off when you reincarnate again, so that you don't spend your lifetime going through your memories looking at what you've done in the past. It's now. There are so many untruths in the basic workings of the universe, it's quite stunning. We also teach two more main truths, and this is the next one. There are only spheres. There's nothing else. You take the dot, divide it into two, and then you rotate the two halves against each other and create the Vesica Pisces. And in the center, the friction creates a magnetic field that bursts out from one side and spins right round and forms an orb and goes back into the other side, comes out as positive and goes back in negative. It therefore creates in the middle a band of this orb round. Look at an apple, look at the sun. Our sun ejects from its south pole a massive field of energy, which goes right round the solar system and back in the north pole, comes out as positive and goes in as negative. It therefore creates a band across the middle of pure balance, negative and positive. It's in this band that the planets of this solar system themselves float like on a disc. And each one of those individually is also ejecting from its south pole a vibration, a magnetic field. That vibration runs down and on the inside of the sun's rays, field, and then back again into the same north planet of itself. So therefore, we have 11 vibration frequencies running through all of us. Those magnetic energies are the 12 dimensions of existence, and they create the fields that the hologram of light, which is what we are, raises and moves up and down in. Our bodies are universes. This is a major teaching that has to go through. Atoms are exactly the same makeup as solar systems. Just to give you some size of the universe, an atom is equal to approximately 10,000 atoms in a single grain of sand on the beach. And I'm going to tell you, those grains of sand are 10,000 universes, created and made. As above, so below. And they go forever down and forever up, because the atoms are made up of subatomic particles, which are then made up of many other aspects. The scientists have got some very good names for them. But let me tell you, our scientists still cannot see a single atom, because they still think that at the core of an atom is made up of four or five elements. Or in actual fact, if they just looked up at the solar system, they would see very quickly that everything is a dot in the membrane. Everything is a dot in a membrane. Our whole solar system is a dot. And surrounding it is its membrane. And its membrane is called the event horizon. And that holds within it all of the knowledge and the understanding. It holds all the other planets, which are also creating magnetic fields, and we are the dot in the middle. We are dots in ascension. Each individual one of us makes up groups. The groups make it to higher levels, until we've got the whole solar system as a dot in a membrane. And our, of course, solar system has 12 components in it. And of course, we are part of the constellation. The constellation has 12 components in, which has a membrane around it, a dot and an energy. And we, of course, are then, that is part of the galaxy, which is a dot in a circle. And then, of course, the galaxy is also a dot in a membrane, right, in the universe. And the universe is a dot in the membrane of the seven universes. And how high it goes, I don't know, but I can assure you that it goes up and down, exactly as above, so below. We are beings of light. We are actually universes in training. Your chakras, for all the spiritual ones, are galaxies. And when you look at us properly from the aspect, you will see us as galaxies shining bright and beautiful. And of course, as we activate the galaxies and spin them and raise them, we raise our consciousness through those dimensions and levels. So we're part of all there is. We have 12 major chakras, and of those, there's 12 bodies. You have a body in each of the dimensions of existence, of light and sound, from the full universe being the largest one, down to the micro dots, thousands of times lower than what we think we are. Well, I think that's going to be... I hope that's well received, and I hope understanding. We can certainly explain all of that and explain it in total detail. We are a being of light. We are genetically engineered, and we are made unto those levels. And we are genetically engineered by the universe, who have donated their DNA to all the different species on this planet. We're all computers. When you look at the computer, it needs three aspects. It needs a light source, a direct light source. It needs a reflection. And it all, well, so this is a hol- sorry, we're all holograms, and we're all computers. As a hologram, we need a direct light source, which is the sun. We need a reflection, which is the moon. And we need an interference pattern, which is the Earth. The Earth holds all the 12 magnetic fields on this planet in each of its sections. So we, sitting in the middle of the Earth, have the 12 dimensions running through us. That's the holographic understanding. Now, as a computer, you need three things. You need direct light source, you need interference pattern, and the dispersion. That produces the... I'm getting mixed up here, I'm sorry. That produces the hologram. We are holograms, and we're multi-dimension beings that exist. We are computers. The hard part, hard drive of a computer, it needs three things, a computer. A hard drive, a supply of energy, and a program, or a programmer. Right, so the hard drive is your chakras for each of the bodies, each dimensions, and it raises up the levels. The reflection that we needed, of course, is the moon. And the power supply we need, sorry, the programming is the orb in the throat. That's what we all are, by the way. We're all orbs in the throat. The orb holds the programming. The orb is the personality. And that programs the computer. And the force of the universe from Star Wars, Star Trek, the force, is what drives us all. And because we are existing in the lower levels of the four lower parts of the body, which is made of physical, etheric, astral and mental, or earth, fire, air and water, we hold the base of reality. Those are the bodies that make up the body. There's a veil then. Above the veil is the divine triad, which is made up of the personality, which is attached to the earth and attached to the sun. That is the divine triad. That's what your crown chakra is, your throat chakra, and your brow. The crown chakra has a thread of energy known as the cord, which reaches the sun. The brow chakra has a cord which reaches the earth. These are the silver and gold cords. And you are the personality. You are the sun, which the sun, S-U-N, sun, S-O-N, of the creation, and you're attached to both of those in the thoughts. Then you have the four bodies beneath you, physical, etheric, astral and mental, earth, fire, air and water, which attaches and makes the personality. So you are the personality in the throat, you are the orb, you are in the fifth dimension, which is above the range of our eyes and ears. We are unable to see them. So when you die, you don't go anywhere. Your orb just moves to the side out of your physical body, which decomposes. And then you, as your divine triad, still attached to the earth and the sun, wait in the universe, ready to reincarnate again as another being. Well, I think I've given you a vast amount of information there. I hope you can understand it. If not, I would certainly like to answer any questions anyone would like to ask me.
Well, David, first of all, never before in my radio show has anybody explained such profound information in such a short time. And, well, I can tell you that many people are excited about the weekend and the eclipse and all the information that you have explained us into detail afterwards is so fascinating. But I want to ask you more about the current events. And by the way, I must confirm that with my own resonance and knowledge that I have, that your information is correct, that everything is light and sound and frequency. And all the other things you have said, I can confirm by my own knowledge. However, I want to talk about the eclipse, because we have also the Uranus-Pluto square that is waning now. But Pluto is a destructor, the energy of Pluto, and the energy of Uranus is do it now. Now,
Gone, yes.
Yes, the force of the Creator and the Galactic Federation and all the spiritual people on Earth, the force that we want is disclosure, is freedom, is abundance, is peace and love. Now, this is going to start, of course, with disclosure. So all conscious beings want disclosure. Now, because the energy of Uranus is do it now, and the energy of destruction from Pluto, meaning we are we have enough with the old power structure and control system. Do it now and destroy the old system. That's the Uranus-Pluto square. And the last time this happened was when America fought for independence against the British Empire in 1776, I believe. Now,
yes, that's right.
That was an era of big change for the world. Now, I feel that we are now days away from this big change that is going to happen to our world, where the controlled media, the controlled politics, the controlled financial system, anything with control, that the control will fall away. It will be the destruction of the control, and it will happen now, because that's
right.
Uranus. Now, then we have the eclipse and equinox. Equinox means equal night in Latin, because equal
hours of day and night, yes.
Yes, because the Latin word equi comes, the English word equal comes from equi in Latin, and nox is means night, equal night. So there's an eclipse, there's an equinox, there's a Uranus-Pluto square, and there's the situation where the BRICS countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, and more countries are added lately, all those events are coinciding with each other this weekend. So, can you share more intel or things you know about the correlation of events and everything that's happening? Because I have very good, a very positive feeling about that we are reaching a breakthrough. And you know that Alkesh and Cobra speak about the event. Now, I've been feeling an energy buildup in the last weeks, years, but especially the last days. And it's actually, if you put it graphically, you can think about the line going up very sharp on the curve. It's called an asymptote in mathematics. It's where, you know what I mean?
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. Everything is in spirals anyway. And everything will spiral up to the point. I have one really interesting piece of information. In 2009, right, I announced a new form of understanding or a new solar system. See, we were very concerned that we didn't want the year 2000 to happen, to have the destruction of Armageddon. So we created a future solar system. Now, in this future solar system, the planet Pluto returns to Neptune as a moon, because that's what it was. And, of course, we create four blue-green water planets for the future. Now, this was wonderful because at the end of it, we had a whole sequence of crop circles that came showing exactly that. And we got 11 crop circles, which showed us the future solar system, which we'd planned, which no one had ever spoke about before. We had four blue-green water planets for the evolution of consciousness as we went up into the fifth dimension. It didn't make in that solar system that the people who couldn't let go of the negative elements would return or go to Mars. And Mars would then become the next third density planet on the solar system, and we would go into the fifth dimension. Now, it is important that we go into the fifth dimension, because in that dimension, all negative plannings, thought patterns and controlling elements would fall away. Nothing would be able to be attached to us. So going into the fifth dimension would release us from all of our belief systems that we've been given and imposed upon us by many of the archons and the early Anunnaki systems. But it's quite interesting to say, when you're talking about Pluto, that we actually put down that Pluto would return to Neptune as a moon of Neptune, which is what it really is. And of course, the return of the arrival of Nibiru and the birth of a new planet. And the new planet's called Vulcan. And we've now seen the aspect of that on the 2009 when we saw two suns in the sky, which came and production from that. So all of the things we've predicted actually came to truth. And then we're completely confirmed by crop circles. So in the future, the destruction element created by Pluto will be taken away and be controlled by Neptune. So on the astrological section, that's quite an interesting point, which adds to what you've already said. It is the most important time of the year. Make no mistake, this is the most important time for 20 centuries. This is the first time we're actually going to go into the higher levels. Or should I say more than 20 centuries, 20,000 years, since the arrival or the controlling elements of the Anunnaki with the Archons took over everything. Now it's the time to change it, to go into the higher levels. But do you know who it's up to? It's up to every one of us. I'll never forget the total information we get practically in many of our science fiction films, that there is a universal law. And the universal law is no interference with self-aware evolving beings, which is what we are, right? Unless 51% of the population ask. Now, this has been said many times on many parts. It needs us to want them to come. So it's entirely up to us to ask the ETs to come to the Earth. Ask our space families and our genetic engineers that we would like to visit them. They would like us to come here. And the comment I keep telling people, we are not going to heaven. Heaven is coming here. And as the planet raises its vibration into the fifth dimension, we will all have all of the gifts that the spirituality people want, starting off with world peace and a better sharing system, a more equal system, a better government system. And of course, again, in 2009, we worked out a future government system, and this was called Councils of 12, which is totally equal across the entire planet for every single person. And I would like to have got time to explain what Councils of 12 are. We talk about all the different aspects of government. We've had every type from the worst of the, how can we put it, the worst of the capitalist societies to the worst of the opposite sides and the ones in the middle. And people say, well, we've tried that, there's nothing else. Well, there is. I'd like you to listen very carefully. The future will be councils of 12. Every single individual person on the planet will sit in a council of 12 people, a 12 group, a podlet group of 12. They will select a leader by any method in that group they wish to select. And everyone will then be given a number to be the leader of that group in sequence. Children will not be counted in the group, but will be there until they reach the age of 16. The leader has got a very simple job. All he has to do is check every member of his group every day. If anyone's on holiday, contact them by phone. But his main job or her main job will be to check everyone in their group. And if anyone needs anything, to pass the information above to those. That's all. At the end of 12 months, that group will sit together. Now, that man who's the leader of that group will sit in a council of 12 leaders, overseeing 144 people. At the end of 12 months, that person will then sit and they will make a decision, that council, and check everything they've said and done before one of their group selected in any way that group wishes to go to a higher group. Everyone else returns to the base group. At that moment, the base group is then replaced by the second person in their group. So the one that's moved up will now move in a group on a third level and will be in charge of 1,728 people, 12 times 12 times 12. And now you're getting more responsibility. So anything that anybody needs or needs basically sorting out in the groups, they will pass it on. At the end of 12 months, everyone in that group will select one to go into a higher group and everyone else to return to the base group. And we move now on to the fourth level. And now you're interested in quite a lot of people. And on the fourth level, we're pointing to the highest understanding. Now you're taking responsibility on. And only at the level of fourth level will we allow people over the age of 40 who have lived life long enough to understand what it's all about and experienced it, rather than being indoctrinated into it and passing on the views. So now it becomes councils of leaders and elders. Again, exactly 12 months later, they will be in charge of the local area. So you'll have more or less simpler, as we have over like parish councils. They'll be in charge of nearly 20,000 people. And those 20,000 people will be in your next group system. At the end of 12 months, we've now taken on responsibility. So every single decision by that council will be first of all for the benefit of the council, for everyone, for the benefit of everyone that's existing. No one will be able to give any information that isn't for the benefit for all. At the end of 12 months, all decisions, right, that have been taken will be reviewed before one goes up and everyone else goes down. So total responsibility is now taken on. So you will not be able to do anything that's not perfectly responsible and open for everyone. So taking responsibility on means that every single decision you make will be for the benefit of the people first, the planet second, and the ecosystem third. Although I think it should be the planet first, the ecosystem second, and mankind's needs third. So now we move yet to a higher level. And now countries are starting to merge. Because, of course, you've gone from 12, 12, 12, 12, 12. So we're overseeing a vast number of people now. Excuse me a second.
That's beautiful, because I see the geometry of the 12, the pocket groups, because Sheldon Ida speaks about fluid group dynamics, and I see this geometry structure.
Yeah, it's just a minute. I just saw somebody's knocking on the door.
Get me a book six, please. Quick, book six, please.
Okay. Right. This is similar to the ideals that come in that, but this is as all even and equal for everyone. Okay. So as we're moving up in the levels and we get to the next levels, we reach in the levels of responsibility for everybody. And of course, no one will get away with anything because everything's open to all the councils. At level seven, we're now reducing countries because you'll have people from different countries in the groups controlled at the top, working all the way down, and every single person will be involved in the entire planet. And from that level, we then move to 7th to 8th level. And this is the 8th level. This is the level of judges. And everyone will have to be a judge, right, to go through any higher. And of course, at the next level, it comes to the 9th level, which is the highest level. And here you have a council of 12 overseeing the entire planet into councils of 12 running all the way down. The beauty of this is it's totally open. It only lasts per person, per job, for 1 year. Everybody, right, will go up or down depending on selection by the rest of the people. You will not need political parties. You will not need the understanding. And when we come to the judge level, many things will change. The first thing that will change is the courts of law will be abolished and replaced by courts of justice. And just to make sure, as we go into the higher levels, any solicitor, lawyer, who defends somebody who they know is guilty and it's found out, they will get the same sentence as the people that they're working with. So responsibility comes in a great way. And finally... And finally, the 9th level will be the leader of the planet who will stay in that position for exactly 1 year, and at the end of a year will go down to the base route again, and there can be no exceptions to this all the way through.
Yes, David, can you distance the phone a bit from your mouth? Because before the sound was very good, but now after this person knocked on your door, I think the phone is a bit too close to your mouth. So.
Okay, how's that? Is that better?
That's better, yes.
That's good. Sorry about that.
That was a very beautiful explanation about how you explained that the groups of 12, because it's called fluid group dynamics in Sheldon Ida's information from the Galactic Federation.
That's right. Well, it's in 12s because we are in 12s, and every single thing on this planet is in 12s. Mm. 12 mm-hmm. dimensions, 12 aspects. You have 12 spheres in your orb. You are made up of the platonic solids that all interlinks to everything, comes to 7 and 12. They're the two most important numbers. 7 is the number of light, and 12 is the number of sound. That's all there is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, David, I understand, because in sacred geometry, there is a very beautiful shape, and it's the most complex platonic body. It's the dodecahedron and the icosahedron.
That's correct, and those make up your higher levels.
Yes, and those are made up of 12 and 5.
That's right. Wonderful. So it's all there for you. Everything is made. Make no mistake of that. Let's put this across the world and be sure. Every single thing that you have ever come across, made, understood or felt, is actually made, created. And it's created by the mass consciousness of everything that exists in the universe. In the very core of every single atom are the two interlocking tetrahedras of the Star of David, which is made up of the higher dimension of the soul, which is made up of the crown, the throat and the shot, is a tetrahedron, which fits in the tetrahedron of the body. And that is light. And that's what produces the light aspects. And of course, light is one of the two creations. The other creation from a zero, when you look at how everything started, a single dot divided itself into two, which then created the membranes around it, which produced the circles of the Vesica Pisces. From the side of each section, on one side you got five-sided geometry, on the opposite side you got six-sided geometry. The six-sided geometry went on to become light, and the five-sided geometry went on to become sound. And it's only when you look at the frequencies of all 12 together that you realize that the highest level of existence is pure sound, which permeates slowly down to the second density level. And the other end, the very base, is pure light, which then reduces in its amount to the 11th level. So at both ends, you've got pure light and pure sound, and then the combination and mixtures between them. This was shown in the story of Adam and Eve, who took a bite of the forbidden fruit. The forbidden fruit became from the forbidden tree. The forbidden tree was the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah teaches you the understanding. The fruit was the apple. And when you slice the apple one way across the central, it shows you perfectly the shape of the projections and ejections of the energy that comes out from the base of the sun right round the solar system and back in the top. And of course, when you slice it the opposite way, it shows you the five-pointed star of sound entering into pure material that gives it life. So sound is life, or the understanding of the spiritual aspects, and light is the physical aspect. Combine the three together and you make the combined element of the God particle that's in the center of every single thing that exists in the entire universe. That's everything that exists. It has to have the God particle in it to make it exist in the first place, and it creates it all. When you slow the vibrations of light down, it divides into 11 levels, and the lowest level becomes solid light. So the lower the vibration, the harder it becomes, till you come to awareness to a single atom, which of course is metals, soils, water, glass, those aspects. Then the second density level with life in it, that's the element of sound penetrating into it, that produces the life or the awareness in a line, which allows the growth, which is the plant growth and the understanding growth. Wow, I've gone through a lot more again. Sorry. <Yes.
laughs> Well, Dave, I would like to suggest to you to do another show with me, a two-hour show on a Monday or a Saturday, to extend on the information that you have, because I can see and feel and hear that you have a vast amount of knowledge that is very profound and deep. So I would like to thank you for this radio show. It was really amazing what you shared, and I'm sure that most of the listeners were very fascinated by all the details you gave. So let's focus our attention and positive energy on this weekend that will have a positive change, a global change.
That is the important thing. Everybody get out there, and if you can find a ley line or a stone circle, or a church that's in a sequence. Please sit and think, and just put your positive energy into inviting the universe to join us.
Yes. Well, we have to sign off now, David. I want to thank you for being here, and let's do another show in the near future on a Monday, where we can do a two-hour show and have musical breaks between and have more time to explain more things in depth.
That would be wonderful.
Yes. Thank you so much for being here, and thanks to my friend David from Scotland, who has brought you in contact with me. Namaste to all the listeners. Love and light, and I'll be back next week.
Namaste.